Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You did away with the contraction. That's a birthing joke just for Nikki.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Because she's back.
I'm back.
You know, some politicians at some point said it won't be long until we're back to normal, like as the pandemic kicked in. So the only thing really that's back to normal, near as I can tell, is the Sunday night crew here on Free Talk Live.
True that.
The regulars.
Yeah, it's been a long...
Did you just call us normal?
I know it's a word that you're not used to hearing.
Yeah.
Any of us.
Nobody's
really.
Nobody's ever said that to me before.
And this is the usual, regular,
basic,
normal, Sunday lineup. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Captain's Log, Stardate. What is it? 06052022, which is really not even how they actually do star dates, but it's just something I make up to have something to say that's consistent at the beginning of each show. The telephone number, 603-283-6160, because Free Talk Live is a live call-in talk radio program, nationally syndicated, plus we're on the internet over at freetalklive.com. We're on some satellite stations elsewhere in the world, so...
Pirate radio.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Arg.
You know the pirate alphabet?
Arg.
Well, it's A, E, I, and then, of course, R. That's the pirate alphabet, so... I want to kick things off tonight... With, I got to be careful how I say this, somebody has requested and been granted and received a vanity license plate.
Ah.
You've seen these where, like, somebody will spell something funny or misspell it because it's already been taken or, you know, make up stuff.
I see way too many of these in the live free or die state. Like, too many freedom-loving people are okay giving the government more money for goofy stuff like license plates.
We know one of our co-hosts that indulges in that particular
really?
Thing.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah, it's a van.
Okay.
If that tells you anything.
All right.
At any rate, this is not our host. This is somebody in Hawaii, of all places, ordered this vanity license plate. It's just three letters, a space, and then three letters.
That's about all you get in Hawaii. And very difficult to get a good vanity plate there.
And they apparently were like, sure, here you go. He paid for it and everything. They won't renew it now. And in fact, it sounds like from the headline that they want it back. The headline reads, Hawaii man refuses to surrender. And I'll tell you the plate thing in a minute.
Spell it out.
He refuses to surrender his vanity plates, defying DMV and corporate journalists. I don't know what that means, but we'll find out in a minute. What was his chosen letters for this license plate? Well, the first three letters are F-C-K. You can use your imagination.
How did that get past the censors to begin with?
I can't say that word on the radio, nor can you if you're going to call in about this topic, but the three letters are F-C-K and then space, and the next three letters are B-L-M.
That's where he went wrong.
Now, I don't know what this guy has against
organization.
The Bureau of Land Management that he would get a vanity license plate that says FCKBLM. I don't know what particular beef he has against the Bureau of Land Management.
If you touch the seals, they shoot you.
Oh, our producer's whispering in my ear right now. It's not Bureau of Land Management. Oh, they think it's Black Lives Matter. Not the Bureau of Land Management. Okay.
Can we be opposed to those equally? Like, I don't like either of those.
Yeah, I'm with you, actually.
Okay.
I'm not on board with either of those. They are state-based agencies, or at least the Bureau of Land Management certainly is paid for with tax money.
Well, I guess BLM, the other BLM, Black Lives Matter, technically isn't a state-based agency. Right? It's technically a private organization.
Technically, I think. Yeah. I think so, yeah. Well, at any rate, this is from ValiantNews.com. A Hawaii motorist is still driving the streets with vanity license plates mocking Black Lives Matter.
Dun, dun, dun.
The left-wing racial movement linked to violent riots, anti-white racism, and corporate fundraising. Journalists first expressed outrage about the vehicle in 2021 after it was seen driving around with FCK BLM.
So this was a Karen journalist going like, "Hey, I know what that means. I'm calling the cops on this guy. How dare you give him his vanity plate?"
I'm curious if they like asked him what he meant by it, or if they're just assuming it's Black Lives Matter.
It's open for interpretation.
You know, it'd be funny if this wasn't even a vanity plate, and it was just like what it was randomly generated to be.
There are some like that.
I mean, could it perhaps be, what else could BLM be? Bondage-loving midgets? For example?
Sure.
You know, I mean, perhaps this guy has a kink that now he's being shamed for. You know, who knows? Anyway, journalists first expressed outrage in 2021 after it was seen driving around town 1 year after the violent George Floyd riots. The government of Honolulu described the issuing of the plates as an ill-advised oversight during the review process, and promised to force the owner to surrender them via recall.
We've got an insider. What,
recall?
What's recall? Are you familiar with what that means in Hawaii?
Probably not in this case, but it's probably just, you know, they take your plates back.
Okay. Whenever I hear recall, I think of the Arnold movie, the Total Recall.
When I moved here, one of the interesting things about moving here is you keep your plates. Like in Hawaii, when you sell a car, plates go with the vehicle.
Same thing in Washington.
Right. Yeah. Here is like, no, you just take the plates off and like those are yours.
Yeah, I find it interesting too when I was first looking for a used car to buy here that like I talked to the guy, I'm like, if I go get the cash, can I drive it away? He's like, as long as you got a plate. And I'm like, what?
Doesn't it already have plates?
Yeah, I'm like, exactly. Does it not come with the car? No, you got to have a plate of your own. Right. You can borrow one from somebody or somebody else's car, and I won't say anything, but I can't let you leave here unless you got a plate.
Right. So We eventually switched our plates over to the New Hampshire plates, but we had the Hawaii plates. And I don't know if we actually did, but we were supposed to send the Hawaii plates back to Hawaii because state owns the plates. They just... You're just allowed to put them on your car.
That's what they mean by recall.
Probably.
They're like, that's our property. You can't have it.
I'm making that assumption. I don't have confirmation. That makes sense to me.
Some guy named Tom George, never trust a man with two first names.
I knew you were going there.
Has posted on the Twitter regarding this. Racism on the road? If you are reported seeing this license plate. Ironically, the Hawaii license plate also has a nice picture of a rainbow on it, on the background behind the FCK space BLM.
It's always Pride Month there.
So, if you were reported seeing this license plate, sure enough, quick search of the government records shows this plate was issued in Hawaii. Unclear how it made it through approval process. Whoever Tom George is, he must be some journalist or perhaps statist. Anyway, despite the recall order, and I guess they said, we order you to give us these plates. But I'm like, no, I would move out of Hawaii before I gave them the plates back, I think. Despite the recall order and loads of outrage from local media, the owner has not surrendered the plates in nearly a year later.
I don't have all the facts, but I'm pretty sure I have a friend in Hawaii. I know I have a friend in Hawaii.
Okay, I was going to say, you're questionable whether you have a friend?
Well, I don't remember. I met him after this event took place.
Yeah.
So you might not be friends anymore?
No. We're still friends.
Okay.
But I don't know all the facts of what he went through, because he also had a vanity plate.
Okay.
That said, you know, like, F the police or something to that effect.
That's even better.
Right. And he successfully was able to keep his vanity plates after the lawsuits went through.
They should start a free speech vanity plate club. And like this guy with the FCK BLM and then your buddy with the FTP or whatever.
Whatever.
They could all like plan an event where anybody who has sort of a free speech style of vanity plate, well, get together and like, you know, cruise the main drag or drive around the island or something, right?
But you gotta get approved first. Like that was the thing.
Oh.
He got his approved. They tried to do the same recall thing, and I believe he successfully sued, but I met him again after the events, so I don't know the full story.
603-2 1-800-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. The phones are open as usual. Would you drive around with a vanity plate that said FCK space BLM? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is on its way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Give me an F.
What?
Give me an F.
F.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me a K.
K.
What's it spell?
No.
It doesn't spell anything. It's just three letters in a row. It's at...
It's up for interpretation. Really,
I was like, you're going to trick me here. I'm not falling for it.
All right, here's one that'll really get you. What word starts with F and ends in...
Enus.
U-C-K.
Fire truck?
Fire truck. Yes, very good. Very good. Very good.
It's an initialism.
That one got me, like, I don't know, when I was 8 or something, I think.
Fire truck?
One of my older either siblings or step-siblings or foster siblings or something was, they got me. And I'm like, I, of course, said the word, right? And I'm like, well, it's, and like, no, it's fire truck. You could get in trouble for swearing or whatever, right?
Yeah. Mom!
Yeah, that's what the FCC feels like to me. It's like the disapproving parent.
Captain said the F word.
Yeah. He insinuated the F word. Yeah. Okay. This is Free Talk Live, and in case you're wondering what you're listening to, the telephone number here is 603-283-6160. You can call, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're currently talking about a man in a Hawaii man, not a Florida man. A Hawaii man who got some vanity plates, and it says FCK space BLM. And apparently, according to Hawaii bureaucracy, they made a mistake. It was an oversight that they even issued the plate. And so now they're demanding he return the plates because it's their property, apparently.
Part of the fun about vanity plates is guessing what they're trying to communicate.
Yeah, exactly.
So this could mean anything.
And, you know, Hawaii didn't care. Now that some Karen complained, they're like, great, now we have to pretend that we care and try to get these license plates back. Nobody actually cares, except for Karen.
It could be like fundamental critical knowledge and then the bondage-loving midgets, right? Yeah. You know, I mean...
Again, you put whatever label you want on it.
It's up to interpretation. It could be that this guy is married, and these are their first three initials of each of the persons in the couple.
Could be. Yeah.
You don't know. We don't know. They're making an assumption and becoming outraged by letters on a car.
I'm in a group on social media, I think started by that friend of mine in Hawaii with his vanity plate, because he likes vanity plates. Called like bumper stumpers. And that's what you do. You post it and you go like, well, what do you think this means? And then everyone guesses.
I do enjoy seeing the vanity plates that you have to decide when you're on like a road trip.
Yeah.
You know, a long road trip, cross country or whatever, you know, in the summertime. And like, instead of just looking at boring plates that are just like, you know, whatever, regular letters and numbers, you're like, oh, that one's supposed to say something. And like, sometimes you can't figure them out. You're like, I have no idea what that means. Those letters don't make any sense at all.
Not to me, but to somebody it does.
Yeah.
So what's going through this Karen's mind where she thinks that says what she thinks it says?
I know, it sounds like she's racist.
Sounds like she's got the racial issues there.
The Honolulu Department, this is from ValiantNews.com. The article continues. Despite the recall order and loads of outrage from local media, the owner has not surrendered the plates nearly a year later.
That's the other thing, right? No, there's no, like, citizens being outraged. It's media outrage. It was a journalist that saw it, the journalist that complained, and now the media making an issue out of it.
Yeah.
Well, they needed something to talk about. You know, she was driving around and she was like, finally! Something I can talk about.
Yeah.
On a deadline from our editor. Yeah. Got to get something provocative.
Now, this next statement here in the article bothers me on many levels. The first is the name of this particular organization that we're going to talk about. And they call themselves the Honolulu Department of Customer Services, which is obviously code for like the DMV in Hawaii. Or at least the folks who field the calls and emails, you know, for those.
We have a DMV when I was there.
It's called the CSD, apparently. Told local media outlet KITV4, quote, "We have sent three letters to the registered owner recalling the license plate. However, the registered owner has failed to surrender the plate.
Good.
CSD has placed a hold on further renewals of his vehicle registration, and his registration is now expired. HPD is able to cite the vehicle if it is being operated on the roads." Unquote.
Whoa, scary.
So I drove around for years without registration there, but I had a valid license.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, got pulled over, took the ticket, threw it away,
yeah.
Went on with life.
There's no license. Okay.
Until they stopped renewing my license, I was like, well, now it's sketchy.
But, yeah.
Who cares? Lock that plate, homie.
So then this, another, they feature another tweet here from some guy named Scott Greer, who quotes the previous tweet from Tom George and says, heroes still walk among us. Yeah, no, he means zeros. No, he spelt it wrong. He's saying that Tom George is a hero.
Oh, is he? Okay.
No, I don't think so. Despite the fact the registration and safety check are both expired and a hold has been put on the renewal of the plates, the owner continues to offend the sensibilities of journalists and left-wing activists by keeping the plates that insult the controversial BLM movement.
See? And, journalists and left-wing activists. Not normal people.
And if I were him, I would just continue to do so. I would take every ticket, take each of them to court, and just go free speech.
Yep.
Free speech. Free speech, MFers. Right? Because it is. There's not. They can't even insinuate that he's cussing. There's no SEC violation.
Well, and it could really mean anything. Yeah. If you assume that stands for Black Lives Matter and that it's a negative thing towards Black Lives Matter, then maybe
that's on you.
Maybe that's on you. It's not what I assumed when I first saw it. I mean, maybe it was, but whatever.
Here's the other thing. I said this during the break. I don't understand the vanity plates thing again because you can get that same message across without paying the state more money with a bumper sticker. And you can put the full letters on there on the bumper sticker.
There's a...
But then you wouldn't be as vain.
Yeah, because it's not a vanity plate.
Exactly.
But I used to have the magnets. I think Free Talk Live used to advertise Liberty stickers, and they sold magnets. So I made my own stuff and stuck them to the magnets and then slapped that on my car.
Boom.
Just to piss people off.
Way cooler.
But then people get offended and take the magnet off and throw it somewhere in the parking lot.
There's a person that is an author that we know of, and he claims his vanity plate is NH Exit.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
Anyway.
Hashtag.
I just looked over at the chat. I don't usually mention chats on the air, but I thought that was
really cool. You gotta say something really cool, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty cool to me. Anyway, the article continues. Police cannot venture onto private property to take the tags. I mean, they can. It's just not legal for them to do so.
Interesting legal theory there, though, because if it does not belong to the registered owner of the plate, right? If our theory earlier was that it belonged to the state,
right?
They could go get it because it's not his, and they're just retrieving stolen property at that point.
Well, it continues. It says police cannot venture onto private property to take the tags and must rely on pulling the car over in traffic to seize them.
Oh.
Thus far, the motorist has managed to evade confiscation efforts by local authorities, and I applaud him.
All they got to do is wait in his driveway until he leaves for work.
But do they really care that much?
No. I mean, maybe he has another car, and you know, he just uses this one is the antagonizing part. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way. Would you drive around with this license plate on your car? I would. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's ongoing talk in Washington about how the Biden administration will work with Congress to regulate guns following a recent string of mass shootings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi putting forward a gun bill that will be voted on in the House next week. Democratic Senator from Connecticut Chris Murphy with an update on the bipartisan negotiations.
I've never been part of negotiations as serious as these. There are more Republicans at the table talking about changing our gun laws and investing in mental health than at any time since Sandy Hook.
That audio courtesy of CNN's State of the Union. Rough seas are predicted along the East Coast because of Tropical Storm Alex. The storm that drenched Florida with heavy rain turned into a tropical storm Sunday, becoming the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Abbott Nutrition on Saturday restarted production at its baby formula plant in Sturgis, Michigan. Operations were halted 4 months ago over possible product contaminants leading to a nationwide shortage of baby formula. This as Operation Fly Formula continues with millions of cans of baby formula being flown in from around the world, including the United Kingdom and Australia.
We'll be supplying 2 million cans, that's 54 million bottle feeds, between June, well actually between next week and November to American parents. A crisis like this in the biggest consumer economy in the world should never happen.
Will McMahon, the co-founder of Kendall Mill Baby Supply Formula. Josh Duggar is appealing his conviction after being sentenced to 12 years in prison for possession of child pornography. His lawyers arguing the government didn't disclose evidence against him in a reasonable amount of time. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We are back.
That was real close to the end of the music.
You know, sometimes a guy has a thing to do, and it takes, that's why the music's there. Right? You know, like, hey, the show's coming back. And then,
we'll ease into it.
And then we sort of talk over the tail end of it.
And then I yell at people, come back.
And then you get to, give your burly growl. This is Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
I need to tell you that Free Talk Live's video archives have been over on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of stuff like that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to directly compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on all things COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Frankly, I'm surprised it hasn't been taken down already. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. So visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com.
Would those people be upset if the license plate said FCKLBRY? Probably not.
I doubt
probably
it.
Not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I doubt
some
it.
Discrimination going on right there, too.
Let's see if we can go to the phones. I believe this is Mr. Axelman. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, there it is. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for quick thing. Being on. Go ahead.
You said I claim to have the NHL.
We need documentation and evidence, good sir.
Yeah, you see, so there's this thing us radio hosts do sometimes, and it's we use certain phrasing to attempt to draw callers to this call-in show.
I guess it worked.
Apparently worked.
You were being honey-potted.
You were summoned. Your ears were burning. Now here you are.
But anyway, so yeah, once the permanent plate, I got a temporary plate. Once the permanent one comes in, it'll be awesome, and I'll be showing it off. On the topic of secession, as you guys might know, I'm the self-proclaimed biggest secessionist in the world. I wrote 5 books about secession. The latest one is Presumed Guilty. It's from a criminal justice perspective or injustice perspective.
Where can people find these books?
Oh, yeah, thank you. On Amazon is the best way to find it. It's Kindle and paperback, and we're working on the audiobook. It will be available soon.
Okay.
So, and also all over Liberty Block, you'll find links to the book. Corona Fascism, I spoke to my publisher the other day. Mm-hmm. I can update it, so I have about a year's worth of things to update it. So hopefully in a few months we'll have an update for Corona Fascism of all the latest year of Corona Fascism, vaccines, Shanghai lockdown, Pfizer documents, all that good stuff. Hopefully we'll have an update. Now, what I really wanted to talk about today is something that I'm obviously challenging myself. I'm a voluntarist. Mm-hmm. But one of the latest, the last vestiges of statism, because I've actually been told, believe it or not, that I'm not a real libertarian. I know it's hard to believe.
You don't say.
I've been
were
told
you
that
at the convention last weekend? Because there was a whole bunch of not real libertarians milling about
that
thing.
Was real not libertarians.
Yeah.
I'm also not a real libertarian, apparently, because I haven't signed anything. So I guess, you know, unless you sign a thing, then you know, you're not a libertarian, apparently.
Well, you're not a libertarian unless someone has told you that you're not a libertarian.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I meant. So I've been told it so much it means I'm a realist libertarian. So anyway, one of the last vestiges of statism I had was actually immigration. I'm, you know, a bit of an immigration hawk, or at least I've been known to say, if, you know, we should have no government, but if we have a government, one of the few things they should do is, like, protect life but also have a border. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Oh, you were on the border train, but you're not libertarian anymore?
Yeah, anyway, thanks to Free Talk Live and the great, amazing people like Rich and Captain and Ian and Nikki and all you guys, I heard about David Hathaway. He called in. He said he wrote a book. He was DEA, statist, and then he became a voluntarist, and now he's a sheriff.
Okay.
He wrote a book, so I ordered the book. I'm challenging myself, opening my mind. I'm reading the book, and I think Scott Horton wrote the foreword. It's very convincing. It's kicking my butt, and now I'm like halfway through the book almost, or just starting a few chapters, and it's challenging for me. It's difficult, but he's making good points, and if I'm going to be a principled voluntarist, then yeah, so he's making really, really good points. So by the time I finish the book, I'm sure I'll have moved over at least a fair amount. So.
That's totally awesome to hear that, you know, I mean, it's really not that uncommon amongst the libertarian type of people, but for somebody to say, hey, you know what, I held a position, and I've come across some new information, and now I'm rethinking my position. Like, it doesn't even matter to me whether or not you go one way or the other on this particular topic. You are a freedom-oriented person, and to me, that's enough for me. But that's the position I think more people should take, and a way to set an example is really what I'm getting at.
I think you find that more amongst libertarians in general as well, because you're not indoctrinated into libertarianism. You have to kind of get through the indoctrination and find it on your own.
Right, you have to choose it.
And that means a lot of your formerly held positions are going to get challenged and changed over time.
Well, and just to be open enough.
I find that libertarians... Yeah, libertarians are so open-minded, intelligent, open-minded, individual, unique. Everyone's different. I'm different from my wife and you guys. Everyone has their own perspectives. But we're open-minded and genuine and unique and smart enough to, like, be able to admit, you know, change things. So I find libertarians are the best at that.
Well, and that's huge, too, just the ability to be able to say, to change your mind and to be open enough to welcome in new information. A lot of people, and even a lot of libertarians, are not able to do that. They kind of hold these beliefs so closely, and a lot of people represent things so strongly that they feel embarrassed to change their mind. But it's actually a really cool thing to be open enough to be like, you know what, I was wrong, or I believe something different now.
Any other thoughts, Mr. Axelman?
Well, I think that's all for now. Just, I hope everyone checks out our books. Thanks a lot, guys. Keep it up.
Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. That is Mr. Axelman from Liberty Block. Is his website. You can find his books over on Amazon. Excellent speaker, intelligent guy.
Get more bumper stickers.
And prolific author. Oh, you didn't mention the bumper stickers. Oh, whatever.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yes. He's a big supporter of NH Exit, which is the movement for the state of New Hampshire to secede from the United States of America, becoming its own country.
Do some guerrilla marketing and slap those on some cop cars.
That's awesome.
That stuff.
When I was doing the heavy metal band thing in the Seattle area, one of the promotions that I offered via our email newsletter was if you film yourself putting my band's bumper sticker, like guerrilla marketing style, on a cop car, that right. I will get you into any show that we ever do
yeah.
for free for the rest of your life.
I would do it.
Nobody took us up on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Lame.
Yeah.
So, speaking of that, I was passing out flyers for NH Exit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at some rally or protest or something, and I was trying to give them to the police. And they wouldn't accept them. They were like, no, we can't take these. And I'm like, really? I kind of pushed it a little bit. I'm like, you can at least just take it and read it. Like, you don't have to admit that you think that New Hampshire should secede, but you can at least take it. And it's rude. It's rude not to take it. Just take it. And they wouldn't.
Excuse me, officer. Can you throw this away?
I would say that you could maybe do something like, I don't know, the old trick about, like, the kick me sign. Like, you know, put a piece of tape on the back. And they're like, hey, have a good day, officer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, now they're walking around with them. But then they'd probably charge you with assault.
They'd probably try to arrest me or something. I was just trying to be nice, and they were rude, so.
If an officer jumped in your way and shoulder checked you, he would charge you with assault.
Right, yes. You assaulted me. You're going to jail now, buddy. And why do they use the term buddy?
Makes you feel like friendly. Officer friendly.
Yeah, no,
buddy, pal.
It's because you hate it. And that's why they call you buddy.
Maybe it is. Like, I'm not your buddy guy. I'm not your friend, pal. I'm not your pal, buddy. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, indeed we are. If all three of us agree that we're back, then we must be back.
We have consensus. Better than a majority vote.
And we're here voluntarily. Nobody's forcing us to be here.
Icing on the cake.
I like to be here.
I do enjoy the callers. I enjoy doing the program. I enjoy the co-hosts.
Like 99% of the callers. 99%.
Okay, I mean, every now and again.
There's always that one.
He knows so he is.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's
we'll
interesting.
Hear from him later.
Yeah, we will. Anyway, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Again, Nikki, welcome back.
Thank you.
If we didn't say that earlier, we're back to normal.
You can say it every segment if you want.
There's new listeners every segment.
You can do we're back every segment. I can do welcome back, Nikki, every segment. Okay.
It's our thing now.
It'll get weird next week, though.
How many months were it?
Two.
2 months?
2 months.
It feels longer.
It felt longer, but then also it felt like I never left when I came back.
Yeah.
It felt like really short and forever. Like the first month felt like the longest month of my life, and then this second month went by really fast.
Yeah. So. And then once you were back, you're like, did that even happen?
Yeah, it was weird. I felt like I was in a weird black hole time warp thing, but I am so happy to be back in the Free State.
Yes.
So happy to be back with my friends, my family, and my community.
We thought she was going to get consumed by California.
Yeah. You know, she wouldn't be the first person to move to California, fall in love with the sunshine that's out there, and then stay.
That's why we sent the envoy to rescue her and bring her back.
We did, yeah. Fortunately, Operation Escape from California was launched, and, you know.
Well, fortunately, I also thought it sucked, so that kind of helped. I was, like, counting down the seconds until I could be back in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Let's just go right away to your calls and thoughts. We have Andrew calling from Virginia. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, thank you very much. I've been listening to your show the past few minutes. I'm an Amazon driver, and I'm sitting here waiting for somebody to bring me something, so I listened in. I thought I'd call in.
Okay,
thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I've been researching for the last 22 years And I found out why we're trying to do something the wrong way. I told your screener that you guys need to check out the Act of February 21st, 1871. This was something that was passed right after the Civil War. And what they did, basically, to really confuse people, was they made the United States, they made another United States into a corporation. We are essentially operating within a corporation. We're not the original republic. That was convened, sine die. And they basically did Reconstruction. They recreated the new United States, and they forced everybody into this corporation. And that's why we never had U.S. citizens prior to 1871.
Right, so based on your screened call, I just did a little search on the internet of February 21st.
Sure. We had our screener get on that.
Yeah, our producer like forced me to do so. Anyway, I'm just kidding. She didn't force us to do anything. But yeah, this is all the United States. This is a corporation, and one of the things that I seem to recall from this comes up every now and again for me. I generally get a little more educated than I was the last time, but one of the things that stands out is I found a PDF that says the United States is a corporation, and it points out the 1788 original Constitution for the United States, only the C is capitalized, and then 1871 amended version, Constitution of the United States, all caps, the whole entire phrase,
right.
Like they're yelling at you, at least exactly. That's what we think in the internet day. So what is the significance of the capitalization?
Here it is. Old English grammar demands anything written in all caps is a fiction.
Oh. Now,
yes. So when you see your name in all capitalized letters,
mm-hmm.
and all of your court records, military records, birth certificates that are reprinted, driver's license, anything having to do with the state, your name's in all caps. You know why? Because you cannot be addressed by a corporation known as the United States unless you're a corporation.
So I got two things on this one. Number one, I have personal evidence that you are indeed correct.
Okay.
And number two, what does it matter going forward?
Here's where it matters. Here's where it matters. Corporations are dead. Okay? If you want to run around, and I'm not being fallacious here, I'm not trying to be insulting, so please don't take this the wrong way.
Sure.
But you were created, in my opinion, this is strictly my opinion, and you may have a different opinion, I'm not trying to tell you your faith, but if you were created by an all-powerful being, let's just call it God for lack of a better term,
mm-hmm.
He didn't make you to be a dead thing. He made you to be a living thing. Have you noticed the state never refers to you as a man? You're a white male. Your co-worker's a white female. We're all black males, black females, Hispanic males. We're not men and women anymore.
Ah, and if you get hit by the IRS, you're the taxpayer.
Right.
You're the taxpayer. That's right. Well, I don't pay taxes anymore. I stopped paying taxes. Well, because I created a contract with the IRS and with the state of Virginia to prove me wrong that I was actually, how did I put it? I use what's called a negative averment. I study law.
Yeah.
I get an affidavit of negative averment that basically said I have no fact, evidence, or record that I am a U.S. citizen or that I chose voluntarily to be a U.S. citizen, and I choose not to be, and I have no evidence to the contrary, and I believe none exists. They couldn't respond to that, so they had to agree to it by acquiescence.
Now, do you happen to, offer, either services or have you, penned a book or is there a place where people can find out more about this type of information?
I wish I could say that I have. I've been thinking about doing it, but I don't believe it's ethical to charge your brother away to freedom. What I think we should be doing, and I work for a living because I'm 61 years old and I went through a divorce and I don't have much money and my kids are grown, but I'm penniless, so I have to work from paycheck to paycheck just to survive. I have a son with Asperger's, and my girlfriend has frontal lobe dementia. So I'm just, I've got my share of challenges that everybody else has.
Sure.
But I would like to do that. I would like to do that. The thing is, I don't know. The information's out there on the Internet. All we have to do is look it up.
That's part of it. There's a lot of information on the Internet. And
there is.
It's hard to decipher the accurate versus the fallacious, because it all sounds the same.
I know it does.
And a lot of people don't even know what to look up. Or, right. You know, like, concepts like this need to be introduced to you before you even know where to start.
Right. But go ahead and Google, like, your name in all caps.
Yeah.
Right? And just try to filter through the mess.
You mean go ahead and search.
Search
for your normal search
engine. Here's what I did.
Yeah. Whatever.
I used clues. I used clues. Like, when John F. Kennedy did some of his speeches, he talked about the law of duly solis.
Mm-hmm.
And the law of duly solis, which is basically Latin, it says, that you are indigenous to where you were born, okay? If I say I'm no longer a U.S. citizen, I'm just a Virginian,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I am. I'm no longer a U.S. citizen because U.S. citizens belong to the jurisdiction of the United States, which is the 10-mile squared area of D.C.
Right.
I don't want to be part of that group. I just don't choose to be part of that group. I was born in Virginia. I'm a Virginian. And we all get tricked into becoming a U.S. citizen by signing our first 1040 form. When you do that, it asks you at the very last end, it says, are you a U.S. citizen? And when you say yes, you just basically expatriated out of your state you were born in or the state you live in, and you just became a U.S. citizen, and now you're subject to United States.
So here's a question for you then, Andrew, and maybe you don't know the answer, but I know some folks who have simply just stopped filing taxes. What effect, or how does this apply to those people? Are they effectively claiming they're no longer a citizen of the United States?
They're belligerent. And I did that. That's how I did it.
Okay.
I stopped filing taxes and stopped. I kept paying taxes because I was afraid of what would happen if I didn't.
Yeah, or sometimes they just take it out of your check no matter what, and, you know, you can't do anything about that.
Exactly.
But
let me tell you what, this interesting story. I got my wages garnished when I was going through a divorce, so I was basically making really good money back in the early 2000s.
Uh-huh.
And on top of my paycheck being my wife chose to have the child support just taken out of my check, and the IRS started taking money out of my check in addition to that. So instead of making what would have been probably $750 every 2 weeks, I was getting $160. So they've since changed the law now, but what I did was I just didn't say anything. I didn't do anything because I didn't know what to do. The IRS garnished my pay. They claimed I owed them $50,000 for the fees and penalties. They took my paycheck for about a year, and then they stopped without warning. They just stopped.
Hey, Andrew, can you hang on? Because I think you have more to say, and I'd like to hear more. Can you stay on for another?
I can.
All right, stand by. 603-283-6160. More with our caller, Andrew, about the Corporation of the United States. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.